People in the nation's capital looked up on Sunday to see horizontal snow on the 30th of March. Weekend snow also turned up in Connecticut, Maine, and Pennsylvania, some other places. It was one more reminder of a brutal and long winter, which for some was also a painfully expensive winter to heat their homes. Record numbers of people have turned to an old-style and cheaper alternative, wood. Here's Rhode Island Public Radio's Kristen Gourlay.
Every 4 years, an army of interviewers visits thousands of American homes to talk energy. They're dispatched from the U.S. Energy Information Administration to ask householders about everything from how much energy they use to how they heat their homes. And they've spotted a trend that might surprise you. Over the past 7 years, the number of homes in the Northeast relying primarily on wood for heat jumped by about 100%. In Rhode Island, 150%.
So we got this going, and I'm just going to give it a little spark here with the paper.
Ross Cottrell is kneeling in front of an olive green wood stove, snapping bits of kindling to stoke a fire. And now it's getting toasty here in his mother's house in Tiverton, Rhode Island. It's a working-class neighborhood perched on hills overlooking Mount Hope Bay.
We use it here more to supplement our heat. We have a high-efficiency gas burner.
Cottrell says the two fuels combined, plus some new insulation, have slashed heating bills by more than a couple thousand dollars a year. But for Cottrell, the wood stove is more than a money saver. When the power went out during the last blizzard, his mother's was the only home on the block with heat. The stove was a lifesaver for neighbors, too, including a very chilly pet lizard. Those desires to save money and achieve a little energy independence have driven up sales of wood stoves.
My name's Mike Medeiros. We're at Hearthside Fireplace and Patio in Warwick, Rhode Island.
It's a giant warehouse space off a busy road with rows of wood stoves and fireplaces and fancy barbecues.
Surprisingly, in what has been a downed economy, we've grown, 20-25% every year over the past 4 years. And a lot of it has to do with oil prices.
Medeiros says that's made wood stoves and increasingly pellet stoves, which burn little balls of compressed sawdust, an easy sell. What's more, new models are much more efficient, and the federal government has offered tax incentives for swapping out your old stove. But if that doesn't clinch the deal, this usually does.
The wood heat is a different kind of heat than you get out of your regular heating system. It's a saturating heat. It's hard to explain, but you feel it absorbed to your bones.
So is every New Englander hauling the oil tank to the curb and hunkering down in front of a wood stove? Not exactly. But the growing crackle of all those new fires is music to the ears of John Crouch. He's a spokesman for the wood stove industry's Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association.
I fully expect that after this winter, there'll be a lot more stocking up next summer as people lay in a good supply of wood.
But don't expect wood stoves to dominate the home heating market anytime soon. They take a little more work than your average central heating system. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Gourlay.